Welcome to Garage Logic Podcast number 73. Kenny's been to about three of those 73. It's January 8th, 2019. It was 52 degrees on this day in 2003, but it was 34 below when the Knack Hardware and Lounge first opened in 1887. We're brought to you by Fratelloni's Ace Hardware Stores.
And now, from the mayor's office, above the boathouse, on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic. With Rookie on production, Chris Reavers, director of social media, John Hyde in the newsroom, and occasionally Kenny from the Krabby Coffee Shop, here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Souchere.
Is Greg Holcomb's new cartoon posted?
I'll say.
Kenny getting some therapy from Bigfoot or whatever it is. My God.
Rookie, will you pull up the Garage Logic page right now at garagelogic.com?
Holcomb has a strange mind.
I think this is his best one.
Wait, no. So he has... Kenny has appeared more in the Greg Holcomb series than he ever has on the podcast.
That's a good point. Everyone's here today. John Hight in the newsroom.
Yes.
The whole band's back together.
Yeah, we'll put the band back together.
Where do I find these cartoons you speak
on
of?
On the Garage Logic website.
It says this site is not secure.
No.
You can go to it. You can go to it. Windy day today.
Oh, my.
Windy day.
Oh, my.
Oops, how windy is it?
How windy is it?
I don't know. It's very windy. Very windy.
No, I thought the great line was, it's so windy.
How windy is it?
First Avenue just became Second Avenue.
Hey. That was I wish I would have known that was coming.
If Summit were one block over, wouldn't it be grand?
Ever hear
that old song?
Yeah.
How is everybody in the new year?
Didn't know Kenny had a relationship with Bigfoot.
John and I were having a talk that just went in the tank. It went right down to pessimism for 2019.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, there are some good things happening in the world.
Just ignore the news.
If you don't watch the news, it's a wonderful, wonderful life.
That's why I'm so happy.
Now, what is the occasion that brings you with us? We're so happy to have you.
I was just here.
Oh, you were in town?
Why the hell not? Yeah. I actually came into town, Joe, on Friday, meaning to turn right back around.
Yeah.
And I'm still here. And unfortunately, the clothes I had were the ones I had on.
I see.
So I've been wearing the same pants for...
This was a problem that arose at Summit when you put out a call asking if anyone had any extra underwear. Yeah.
Not underwear.
Deodorant.
Andy's been living on a...
Close enough.
Truth be told, I could have used some of that.
He's been living on a healthy diet of cold SpaghettiOs, from what I understand.
In all of our absence, an incoming freshman congressperson named Rashida, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, Tlaib?
Tlaib?
Tlaib. Let's go with Tlaib. She's from Michigan. She's an attorney. Mm-hmm. She is a Marxist socialist. And she, at a moveon.org function, I guess that would have been among the festivities for the incoming congresspeople, she said to about Trump, we're going to impeach the blank. And then she used the king mother of all.
Right.
Of all.
Wow.
We're going to impeach the mother blank. And quite an uproar. The only thing that impressed me about it was, I think impressed is the wrong word. The only thing that struck me about it is that she said this to her son.
Yeah, that's the part I didn't mind. Ooh, I don't care if she says it, but her kids, right? Or doesn't she have two kids that were there?
Yeah, she turned to her kid and said, you know why we're here. We're going to impeach the blank.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, that's all I need to know about you.
Did the son have the smarts enough to say, well,
you know, he looks like he's about 11 or so.
Right. What is he?
Well, she's not doing what our ancestors did. You always replace the curse word with something less offensive, like trucker, you would use.
Yeah.
Or in the case of taking the Lord's name in vain, you say Judas Priest.
Right. I grew up in a Judas Priest family.
Right. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Every time I did something wrong, like go to jail, all I'd hear is Judas Priest.
Yes.
Well, in any event, how worked up are we supposed to be? This is the table that Trump set. This is one of the reasons John and I had a profound, pessimistic hope that 2019 would be a banner year of inclusiveness and bipartisanship and what have you.
Were you high?
No, we were just. This was just now. This was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was
ago.
In the room.
So not yet.
Not yet. And she's not backing down. So we know where she stands, and that was to be expected. This is the table the guy has set.
You're saying that the GL slogan for 2019 should just be maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year we got her.
Unless there's increasing progressives like Rashida Tlaib. Who get elected. I don't know. I don't know that they'd all be as profane as she is.
Well, he's going to be on TV tonight, is he not?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think the Democrats are demanding a response.
And
they got it, too. They
did? Apparently the networks are agreeing.
Mm-hmm. For the same amount of time?
For the response. That I didn't see, to be truthful. Mm-hmm. Just a equal airtime demand that they've said they will honor.
You know, if she had come in and said this about any other president— Well, she might not have said this about any other president, but had she, I think the outrage would have been justified. But in this case, you're working pretty hard to hold her in contempt because apparently the president has used these words.
There's a video all around the internet that it's a montage of the president using that word various times. Some other words various times.
Well, we don't deny that.
During speeches and,
Well, I wish that wasn't the case.
I do, too.
I wish we're running out of adults, John. Mm-hmm. The country's running out of adults.
At speeches?
Yeah.
No, I have never heard him use that phrase.
There was one where he called the Chinese that twice because of their trade practices. Hmm. And he used it in the context of, you can't just say to him, fellas, you got to change your trade practices. You have to say, listen, MFers, you have to change your trade practices.
Well, he set the table for the likes of this young attorney who represents Michigan. Yeah. No. You know, and then let's turn to our other friend who I'm going to posit something, and you guys, you can weigh in. I would just as soon... ban is too strong a word. I would just as soon resist talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Reason?
Well, there's 435 people in Congress. Right?
Yep.
She's just one. She can't pull off these preposterous schemes she has to turn us into Norway or Finland or Venezuela. Mm-hmm. She can't do that by herself. But the media pays extraordinary attention to her to the point where she'll become a self-fulfilling prophecy. She'll gain more recognition. She's already been on CBS and CNN.
Right.
And
what reason?
For no reason at all, except she fits the news gathering template. Perfectly.
Well, it's not just that, though. If you're on social media, I know you guys are, except Joe.
I'm not.
All the Republican pundits and all the Republican senators go after her, too. Just ignore her. Leave her alone.
So that's my plan for this show.
Yeah.
Does everyone agree with me?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, because I also think it's the Republicans, right. She's not a threat.
Yeah.
Don't talk about her. Make her irrelevant by ignoring her.
Yeah.
Well— She's getting attention for proposing something she's called the Green New Deal, which would it's cost prohibitive, and it basically would result in the mystery. It would result in this country not being the United States because it calls for virtually an immediate end to using fuel, for example, and airplanes would have to be powered by hydrogen, and on and on and on and on. And I got to thinking, lady, you're not worth my effort. You're only one of 135. I don't want to play into the hands of the news gatherers who find in her somebody they wish to anoint. I have no interest in her view of the world. I have no interest in her view of this country. She's a Mysterian through and through.
She delivers on world peace. You got my attention, okay?
She wants to cure cancer? I got her on the show.
Right with you. Let's go.
But just let me give you some of these aspects of the green. Well,
she's 29, first of all.
Well, she's the youngest member of Congress, isn't she? She wants a completely new energy efficient grid, which includes your house. She wants everything would have to change. She wants to eliminate emissions from industry, including farming, offering instead a vision of investment in local scale agriculture. So I guess we'd all take light rail to the farmer's market.
Right. It seems like she's uneducated.
Boston University, because the Green New Deal aspires to achieve all of socialism in one energy plan, it includes a federal job guarantee with a living wage and perhaps basic income programs, universal health care. There's nothing the Green New Deal can't do. It would mitigate deeply entrenched racial, regional, and gender-based inequalities in income and wealth and virtually eliminate poverty.
I think there is one thing that it can't do. It can't give you any of your money back.
No. Yeah, how is she going to pay for any of this? Just the very first thing you mentioned, something about a green grid, or what was the first item?
Higher taxation.
Yeah, higher? Yeah, this It'll be crippling taxation.
Well, this costs $42 trillion to pull this off. No. It can't be done.
No.
So I'm going to finish here with her in a moment, and then I submit to the cast here at the Knack Hardware and Lounge that we just put her on the back burner.
She done, is what you're saying.
She done.
She done.
We out of meat.
We out of meat.
She done. The Green Energy Plan would take one of the country's unadulterated policy triumphs of the last 20 years, the revolution in oil and gas drilling, and trash it for no good reason. It would throw hundreds of thousands of employees in this industry out of work. But don't worry, they could go get a federally guaranteed job and perhaps grow fruits and vegetables in their backyards. We're done with her.
She didn't, did you watch any of that interview with her on 60 Minutes?
No.
She
I was unavoidably detained.
She doesn't exactly have concrete ideas to take care of all of this either. So,
So these are all brainstorming.
It's like if we sat her and said, here's what I want to happen.
Mm-hmm. But she's one of 435.
Exactly.
Well, aren't her counterparts going to just ignore her? Or somebody's going to have to pull her aside and say—
There's a growing progressive wing of the House, and— Rashida Tlaib's in there, and you've got why was it important, by the way, that we elected the first ever bisexual? Why did that get so much attention? How did that even come to be knowledge? Are you aware of who I'm talking about?
The blonde from Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Oregon.
What's your name? Selena? Salema?
Let's see.
So she's always busy on date
night.
So we
can get past the filter here, right?
Right.
Why would
your
that?
Calendar is always full then, Such.
No, I understand. But
maybe you should try that.
Well. No.
Kristen Cinema? Cinema?
Cinema, let's call her.
Cinema, yeah.
Kristen Cinema. And she's got the, you know, the Marilyn Monroe platinum hair, and she's attractive, and she's the first bisexual. Is she a senator?
She's a senator. Yes, she replaces Jeff Flake.
Yeah,
you know I.
Well, why did that even come? Is that part of the LGBTQRPPMNLPQRTB?
Ain't no B. Is there a B?
I don't know.
Yeah, LGBT.
Why would that even? Why would she bother to have announced that?
I don't know.
Let's see if she mentions why she needed to do that
for votes.
I guess.
Well, yeah, possibly.
Because I think she's appealing to those groups.
Well, how many can there be?
Well.
It's Arizona.
Well, I guarantee you there's already bisexuals in there. They just haven't come out.
I guess that's my point, Kenny. Yeah. I guess we're now celebrating the fact that she's a bisexual.
Well, I can tell you right now, the people are already commenting. This guy chimes in. I couldn't believe my luck. It was late night in the Library of Congress, and I was going through... It walks Kristen, whatever.
Let's leave her off on the list, too. Let's put her on the list.
And it's K-R-Y.
Yeah, whatever.
K-Y-R, Kristen.
Interestingly enough, she's considered one of the most conservative Democrats. She was in the House. She was in the House of Representatives.
Let's get her on, he says.
Wait a minute.
She was in the House of Representatives, and at that time.
In Arizona.
Considered one of the. She was in the 115th United States Congress.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
didn't get past bisexual.
One of the most conservative
Democrats.
Why do
I need to know this?
For votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then we won't put her on the. We'll put Rashida Tlaib and. Octavio Cortez, we'll try not to mention them because they're inconsequential in the power they can exert.
It also looks like that her neighboring congressman, she gave for Christmas a timepiece because it looks like he said, I really want to watch.
What?
I think she misunderstood.
Is this the way you're going to go into
She misunderstood yeah. what he was saying.
We're off to a good
I
start.
Saw the wheels spin, and I thought, how's he going to pull this one out?
Is this the way you're going to go into the new year?
This is how we're doing.
What's our slogan this year?
This ain't how we do.
Wait till next year. No, maybe next year.
Close enough doesn't work.
Close enough, we already did.
I think we got to continue with pushback.
Pushing back.
Pushing back.
Pushing back. We're continue to push
or,
back.
I want to watch.
Yeah, or I want to watch. I got to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Everybody have a good New Year?
Yes.
Yes, and New Year's was not canceled.
No, you can't, Christmas say that about even. That. I wasn't even in the country for the New Year.
Really?
Back at your homeland, France?
By the way, a million people, and I'm not joking, emailed to ask you what resort did you stay at that you talked about in the podcast last
week?
In
Mexico? Yeah. In Puerto Vallarta.
You went to Mexico?
Puerto Vallarta.
Huh.
Went on the and that's on the Pacific side.
Color me shocked.
Oh, no. It's the second time I've been there. I'm done. Great people. Wonderful people. But it's too tough when you're hauling two-year-olds.
Next, you're going to Jamaica.
No?
Yeah. No, I spoke with his travel agents, and they would really like to book you again. That was that was a good booking.
You had a good year, didn't it?
Yeah, that was a good booking. Yeah. So whenever you're available, they're listening.
Yeah. What was the question?
The resort. You spoke glowingly of the resort and a lot
of the name of it.
Oh God!
Something hand.
Okay.
The cold hand.
What was
Which
it?
Throws off a lot of people. That, you know, I don't want to stay at the cold hand.
Pay attention now to the hand. Good hand.
Now hand.
Now hand.
Kenny,
now
I think,
hand.
Kenny, I think would like to hear.
No,
about,
I'm sorry. I'll now Amber. It was called Now Amber.
Where'd you get hand? Out
I don't
that?
Know where I You're did, Kenny. Of- I. That's thinking of something else, I think.
Apparently.
No, it was called
name.
Now Bunga Bunga.
Now Amber.
Now Amber.
Okay. Was the name of the place.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I think Kenny needs to hear about the church-going experience you had.
Okay, Kenny. Me and the eldest kid I used to have, we went to downtown. There's a real downtown. It's a 15th century town. It's beautiful.
Nice.
It's on a bay. It's just fantastic.
A lot of white people there like you, huh?
Oh, yeah. we wanted to go see this ancient church, Church of Guadalupe. So we go in, and the kid says to me, hey, it's communion time. This will count.
You know, oh.
Saturday afternoon.
You know. Let's knock this out right now.
Boom. Right off the list.
We're done for the month.
And priest comes to the front of the altar and he starts throwing all the hombres around. Hombres, 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 hombres. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? I'm a bad waiter.
This
Let's go.
Luke.
Let's
right.
go. Jeez. And so I went to the middle aisle to look straight up to see what was going on. We were attending a wedding.
Wedding crashers.
And here's Joe in his flip-flops and his bad hat.
No, I don't. I told you this before. I don't own flip-flops.
Thank you.
It was great.
Did you try to blend in then, like the movie Wedding Crashers, and just start talking to people? Oh, it's been about 20 years since I've seen you.
I wonder where the reception
is. Amigo.
No, we got out of there rather than intrude. We didn't mean to be so intrusive.
Well, you're respectful. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, you guys have done a bunch of shows since our thing at Summit.
About 60.
Yeah, and I just want to say I had a blast.
That was fun.
I didn't meet one creep there. Nobody there made me uncomfortable. It was so
awesome.
That was
unusual for a Garage Logic crowd, wasn't it?
They were so nice. Yeah. So nice.
I mean, like the creep factor is usually a little bit higher?
Well, sometimes. You know, sometimes.
Hey, right. We got a nice card, by the way, from our fans, Maddie and Char. That we all hung out with after the show.
Those two, my favorite, I think.
They are very cool. Yeah, they sent us a nice Christmas
I could have
card.
Sat there drinking all sure, night with those two.
Oh, yeah. They were the people right by the bar.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were nice.
Yeah. But everybody was nice. Usually, at least one person scares me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually Big John. But even he was awesome.
Why would Big John? He's been to every remote we've ever done.
He's so big.
Oh, he is big.
Yeah.
So
I mean, big. One slap of the hand and I'm...
But he's a gentle giant.
He is.
Yeah, he's a gentle giant.
Has anybody got any deodorant?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to ask.
It really was. Why do you have such deep pipes today? Were you up late last
night? I got
the
Barry White. No, I've got a little... I'm not under the weather, but I have a little bit of a cold.
So a little bourbon throat?
No, no. It was a Chopin.
I got an airplane question for everybody.
Okay.
What's the window etiquette for the guy who has the window seat? What's the window
you're
etiquette? Shade up or down?
You're in command.
It's totally up to that person?
You're in command.
B as in B. I'm paying as much for a seat as he is, and I want to see where I am.
I'm with you. But that's the...
How could you not have a curiosity? Yesterday, I landed here. It was the first time in my life
I wasn't aware of the landing.
You're kidding.
I mean, I knew we were low, and I knew we were momentarily about to land.
Hey, when's this thing going down?
The next thing I know, the wheels were on the ground, and I couldn't see anything.
Who was next to you? What was the circumstance?
Well, I had the aisle seat, then a woman in the middle seat, and then a 20-year-old kid who watched a movie for 3 hours.
Wait, hang on. Hold it.
With
there.
The window shade down.
Why didn't you ask?
Hold on, Chuck E. Cheese. No, you can't have it both ways. What? You're one of those people, aren't you?
What?
That demands that he be on the aisle so we can push women and children out of the way if the plane's going down. And he also wants the view. You can't have it both ways.
You know what I should have asked him, though? I said, hey, how about leave it up 5 minutes after we take off and leave it up 5 minutes before we land?
You
should have done that.
You're not out of line to ask,
yeah.
But I think etiquette says he or she is in control.
You have no knowledge of anything inside an airplane. Your friend is outside the airplane.
That's correct.
Do you ever ask for an exit row? You
can always
all the time. Yep.
Yeah, because then you can sit right next to the window, and it's a little bit bigger. Same with the bulkhead. If you sit at the bulkhead, you've got a little bit more room.
But I was just wondering what the protocol is.
And, you know, they ask you that question, will you be willing to assist others in the event of a water landing or whatever?
Yeah,
you go along with it.
I do, as long as I'm first out.
Yeah, we all know that's not going to happen.
Deal.
I mean, you don't sign a contract or anything. There's no money on the line.
Well, the other thing I was wondering is— virtually, I would say, without exaggeration, 80% of the window shades on that flight in broad daylight yesterday were closed the whole flight. What? Don't people have a curiosity
about
Earth? Don't you want to look out and see the farmsteads and the clouds and the...
And you're the kind of guy that sits on the aisle and leans in over the middle guy, craning his neck just to see if you can see some clouds.
No, I'm going to tell you something, smart boy.
Yeah.
From now on...
Yep.
I think I'm going window.
You're requesting a window seat.
I'm going to go window.
You're going to be in charge then.
You know what? I just had $1 million idea.
Windows on the aisle.
No, a camera on the outside of the plane with a direct feed into the TV that's on the seat back in front of you.
That's not a bad idea.
So you can always see.
Just like under the belly?
That's $1 million idea.
Yeah, because those airlines are flush with cash to be able to provide that right now.
Remember you and I had the idea for the helicopter channel? And you see they're doing it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Aerial America.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's drones, basically.
But that's our idea.
That is our idea, yeah.
Well, way to follow through on it.
But I think I'll go window. If I'm far enough forward, I can get away with window.
Window's good. Then if you sleep, you just lean over.
I'm not worried about sleeping. I want to see myself land.
You're going to be last out as that thing burns
I like to
a crisp.
Know which way are we coming in.
I 100%
agree. Where are we? Going over the mall? Are we going over the river?
If you're going over the Great Lakes,
am I
going
to get
that?
To see Lake Minnetonka? Come on. Give me.
You see the CP's car parked in somebody else's driveway? What's she doing out in Minnetonka?
Guy there with a smoke.
Right, yeah. Barry.
Oh, God, help me. Well, that was two, so let's come back with height.
Okay.
Boom. It's a boom.
Joe Souchere here for Federated Insurance. I'm not a math guy, but there's some numbers you need to know. 2,440,000 injured and 35,092 dead on our nation's highways. Those are National Safety Council numbers from 2015. Federated Insurance reminds us that these are much more than statistics. These are family members, friends, and neighbors. Distracted driving continues to be an epidemic, but unfortunately, it's not the only factor. It could happen like this. A driver passes the same vehicle several times. With frustration mounting, the driver passes the vehicle again but loses control while trying to change lanes. The vehicle rolls several times, killing the driver, two other passengers, and injuring three others. Ask yourself, do you get anxious when you drive? Do you yell or honk at other drivers that make you angry? Do you retaliate to get even? The National Safety Council reports that aggressive driving plays a role in 56% of fatal crashes. Don't become a statistic. At Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's their business to protect yours. Please make it home safely today.
This guy has seen more urban wildlife than a DNR field agent with a PhD, Joe Souchere.
Johnny, don't you have a urban wildlife report from Mandan?
I do. I could give that to you, sure. Certainly. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Were you going to say something, Kenneth?
I've been doing some research there during that last break. This Kirsten Sinema.
Oh, God.
I approve.
Yeah, she's not an unattractive woman.
I want to know more.
I want to know why it's important that she's... Why did we need to know this about
her? I'm glad she told me.
All right.
I'm behind this 100%.
Right. Is she married?
I have no
idea.
She
was.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. She was. She is divorced.
It doesn't matter.
According to her Wikipedia page.
Does she have kids?
No children listed.
How old is she?
42.
Huh.
With just the world's most charming smile.
Mm-hmm. Blake Dane was her former spouse.
Hello, I'm Blake Dane.
I'm Blake Dane.
John?
Yeah?
What did you find out about?
The wildlife report that you wanted from my hometown or close to my
hometown.
Better
settle down in here. I want to come in there and slap you.
Blake Dane was pretty funny.
A mountain lion was shot by the Bismarck Police Department early this morning, Tuesday morning. They got the call at 5:08 Tuesday from someone who reported seeing a mountain lion jump a fence north of a yard near the Bismarck Municipal Ballpark.
You played ball there, I bet.
I did play ball there, and the municipal ballpark is literally right in the middle of Bismarck, right on the edge of downtown. So the
I thought this was Mandan.
No, this was Bismarck.
Oh.
Aren't they the same thing?
The mountain, they are. It's the same as St. Paul, Minneapolis. The Missouri River separates.
He's one of those. It's Mandan. It's St. Paul. It's Mandan.
Well, this is significant because this is right in the middle of a city of 90,000. There's a mountain lion just roaming around.
Mm. Well, but John, that's
where people go for walks. Where people. Yeah,
but that's the area. I mean, nobody there should be surprised by this.
Well, there's not mountain lions walking around Bismarck, Kenny.
You're pretty close to the hills there.
I got a note from Barry Shockle
for telling me about my home state.
Well, I'm going to give you a little something about your home state if you'd all be quiet for a minute.
Yes.
Good luck.
Barry Shockle writes, I know you all like to give Johnny Height a hard time for being from Mandan, North Dakota, but a USA Today story, for what that's worth, lists Mandan as the second best city in the country to live in. By the way, Mandan was named for the Mandan Indians and was the site of Fort Abraham Lincoln, where General George Custer left to fight the Native Americans at the Battle of Little Bighorn.
There's a lot of history in Mandan.
Yes.
Lewis and Clark, too.
Of the four cities in North Dakota to make the list, Mandan ranks the highest. Mandan residents benefit from a low cost of living, 13% lower than average nationwide. Well, what's a trailer cost? A five-year average unemployment. Wow. I'm kidding.
Yep.
A five-year average unemployment rate of 2% and violent crime rate that is less than half the national rate. Well, it's God's country, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's country.
Not only Fort Abraham Lincoln, but Fort Mandan, too, which was the fort that Lewis and Clark built.
Mm-hmm. John, you can visit all that.
Johnny,
I have.
What time did you say this mountain lion was shot?
5:08.
Isn't that usually what time you and your brother shut her down when you go back to Mandan in the driveway?
On occasion.
What was that story?
On
Kenny, they got spooked by the newspaper guy.
Who's that coming in the driveway?
Turns out it wasn't a mountain lion. It was a Great Dane trying to lick their hand. We're under attack, Jeb!
Let me share that for Kenny. I don't think Kenny's ever heard it. Went back to visit the family and... And we're sitting in my brother's garage. It was July, and, you know, it got to be later and later and later, and we're sitting there, and we might be having a cold one or two, and all of a sudden a car screeches up into the driveway, and we all jump because we think it's a mob hit or something. All of a sudden a newspaper comes flying out of the car. Just delivering the newspaper. Just delivering it.
Under attack.
That sounds like a pleasant July night.
It was.
And morning.
And morning,
yes. One more ice cold beer.
Oh, yeah.
May as well. The bars will be open in 10 minutes.
This mountain lion was found. There were tracks found in a backyard in the area leading to the ballpark. Officers and an animal control officer responded to the area, confirmed the sighting. They followed the tracks in Zonta Park through Bismarck Municipal Ballpark into Kiwanis Park. This is significant also. Joe and I talked about this earlier because all of that is right by the river.
Mm-hmm.
So
where it came from.
Yeah.
Came up from the river.
Yeah. The animal shot due to the danger to homes in.
I mean, you might be absolutely correct. It could have been on the Missouri since, you know, from the falls, from Great Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mr. Geography. You're Johnny Height in the newsroom.
I've been there,
all right,
too.
Then. A sports note of sort, the Twins have selected June 15th. As the date on which the team will officially retire former star Joe Mauer's jersey.
Oh, we're going to milk this baby all summer, aren't we?
Mauer's number 7 jersey will be retired during a pregame ceremony at Target Field on what the team is calling, cleverly, Joe Mauer Day. The team has also planned to make available a series of four giveaway bobbleheads commemorating his career. They start going on sale January 17th at 10 a.m.
Four different bobbleheads of Joe?
Yes, commemorating his career. Meanwhile, the first 20,000 fans in attendance June 15th will get a number 7 baseball hat. Maurer announced his retirement in November.
Did Maurer ever participate in a winning playoff game?
Didn't they beat the Yankees one game in that series?
Yeah, they beat them in that.
The opener or yes. The second? Santana, I think, pitched, right?
You mean a game, not a series.
A game.
I think he was not a member of any winning series.
No.
Yeah, I think they beat the Yankees one game when he was there. So,
are they also going to retire the number 463?
Oh, that
in honor of Joe. I had to.
So mean.
I had to.
So mean. By the way, the Twins also announced, I don't know if you saw this, in center field, they're going to be planting junipers. So there'll be a big green juniper, what would you call that? A vine, I guess.
So is it going to look,
the batters,
I only saw the cartoon rendering online. Is it going to look similar to Wrigley? With like ivy, that
it
kind
looks
of deal?
Like it, but higher is what it looks like to me. It allegedly will cover that whole black area where the in center field. So, news.
I thought we already had something planted up there, and they had to pull it out of.
We had trees.
Yeah.
You should tweet that to Royce. He'll block you instantly.
While Maurer was a Twin, he only made the playoffs 4 times. He debuted in 2004. In those 4 trips to the playoffs, he played in 10 games, putting forth the following stats.
I don't care about that. How many games did they win?
It doesn't say.
I think it's one.
One extra base hit.
Healthcare and...
Well, Phil Cuzzy.
Even though it was 2.
Yeah, it should have been 2. Cuzzy took one away. News, healthcare and funding for state roads among the top issues lawmakers will address as they begin a new session Tuesday. The new session begins a day after Governor Tim Walz took office. Walz faced working with the only divided legislature in the country. Walz has said he wants to invest more money into education and healthcare. However, a significant divide on those topics is expected between the chambers. Issues like transportation funding, gun control, and recreational marijuana could turn into battles in the coming months. New governor said in his opening speech, it's time to tackle those differences head on. A Minnesota appeals court has overturned the conviction of the only person who was tried for blocking a freeway during a protest of the police shooting of Philando Castile. Jeffrey Berger argued that his conviction for misdemeanor public nuisance was unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. Three-judge appeals court agreed with his contention that the state failed to provide sufficient evidence that he interfered with, obstructed, or rendered danger for passage on Interstate 94 in July of 2016. The 77-year-old Minneapolis man, one of 44 people prosecuted by the city of St. Paul for protesting the shooting of Castile by St. Anthony police officer Geronimo Yanez during a traffic stop in Falcon Heights. Berger was the only one to go to trial. 43 others pleaded guilty. President Trump will argue to the nation Tuesday night that a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border requires a long and invulnerable wall, he's demanding, before ending a partial government shutdown that has hundreds of thousands of federal workers fearing missed paychecks this upcoming Friday. Trump's first Oval Office speech will be followed by a Thursday visit to the southern border to highlight his demand for a barrier. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted he will meet with those on the front lines of the national security and humanitarian crisis. The administration is also at least talking about the idea of declaring a national emergency to allow the president to move forward on the wall without Congress approving the $5.6 billion he wants. Vice President Mike Pence said again Tuesday the idea of making such a declaration remains on the table. Such a move, though, would likely draw legal challenges, and the president, who told lawmakers he'd be willing to keep the government closed for months or even years, has said he'd like to continue more negotiations for now. Meanwhile, several major networks planning to air the Democratic response to President Trump's primetime address. Late Monday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Democrats have to be given immediate, quote, equal airtime. As of Tuesday morning, several networks said they would oblige. Several NBC employees said NBC would give time to let Democrats speak on the air.
Is that unprecedented, John?
I would think so. An address by the president getting equal time.
I'm unaware of that.
In the State of the Union, yes.
Yeah, I know that.
But
know
it's
that.
Only a few minutes for the State of the Union, isn't it? Isn't it just 5 minutes or so?
It's it's usually
rather brief.
Yeah, usually.
I think it's unnecessary.
I think it's unprecedented for a president to give a talk and his opponents get get equal time.
I never heard that demanded when President Obama was in office. No. There was never.
Oh, I think you guys are getting up in arms about nothing. I think what we should do is put them both on at the same time.
Just
let them duke it out.
Exactly.
Just fight it out, dummies.
Exactly.
So it might sound something like this, is what you're
saying. It'd sound like us. You know.
Hello there.
Yes.
That's very important. I'm fine. I'm going to show you right now.
Hey, Johnny.
Everybody has their own topic.
Sears Holdings will ask a bankruptcy judge Tuesday if it can proceed with liquidation after it could not reach an agreement on Chairman Edward Lampert's $4.4 billion takeoff bid, casting doubt on the survival of the 126-year-old U.S. department store chain.
I should have got down there and got one more shop back.
Yep.
Should Sears...
This is very distressing
to me. It really is.
It really... this is
not
right.
Are there Sears up in your part of the farmland?
Evidently, from what I hear, the Alexandria Sears sucks and there's nothing in there, but the Fergus Falls Sears is chock-a-block with good old Sears stuff. Good. That's rumor, though. I have not confirmed that.
If Sears liquidates its assets, it would become the most high-profile victims in the wave of bankruptcies that's swept the retail sector in the last few years. In a stark contrast of the diverging fortunes of e-commerce firms and physical retailers, Amazon.com became the world's most valuable company for the first time this week, reaching a market capitalization of close to $800 billion, with a B,
wow.
dollars.
Who was the first catalog maker? It had to be. Sears had to be.
Either Sears or Ward's.
Yeah. I mean, they invented the medium, and they lost at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got behind the curve.
Well,
the first nudist restaurant in Paris is being forced to close its doors.
I would not have gone there. Why would you go there?
15 months after opening because it failed to attract enough customers.
Do they have leather chairs or cloth chairs?
Well, I can cover that for you in a minute, Kenny. Actually, it's part of the story.
Good.
Au Naturel was the name of it. It was located.
I can't think of anything worse.
In Paris, it'll close its doors permanently in February.
I can come up with something.
That, according to owners Mike and Stephanie Sada, the restaurateurs, who are twins, are not nudists themselves. They opened Au Naturel in November 2017. They said, "We will only remember the good times, meeting beautiful people and customers who were delighted to share exceptional moments."
Not those East Germans, huh?
Gross.
Rookie, what was the name of the place you visited?
Was that the bear meat?
No bear meat at the glory hole.
The pair said they simply spotted a business opportunity in a country.
You said that with no idea.
Yeah, no.
And I bet you still don't know what you said.
Don't know what the hell you find so amusing about it.
There's two things in there that just fit together perfectly.
I don't know. Yeah. Let me tell you something, John.
Yes,
they obviously didn't have a business opportunity because it didn't work. So what they saw failed.
Did. Yes. Diners, here's how it worked.
Swing and a miss.
Here's how it worked. Diners left their clothes and phones in a cloakroom after they got there and were given a pair of slippers to wear into the dining room.
B as in B.
Why?
S as in S.
The women were told.
You're going to come in here. I want to see your feet, too.
Well, women were told.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yes,
one of those guys.
You're going to do this? Do it right.
Sooch, that is just plain old weird.
We're not all in.
Women were told if they didn't want the slippers, they could leave their heels on if they wished, so they'd be naked with heels on.
Well, that's all right.
Kenny didn't hear this either. At this resort, they had this, you could sit in a chair. And put your feet in a pot of water, a glass box of water, and little fish would nibble your feet.
Ooh.
Little pedicure.
Apparently something. And many of the children I was with said that I could not do it because I would have frightened the fish.
You would have been gasping for air.
Well, those nasty yellow curled up toenails.
The fish just float upside down.
Fish would all cower in the corner of the glass box.
No,
it's like the
there.
Minnow bucket after they've been sitting in the garage for 4 days.
To answer your question, Kenny, large black covers were placed over each chair and replaced between sittings. So,
Let's see. Hank was sitting
that's
here.
It. We're moving on to the next.
Did anything
story.
Else go on there? Like, what's for dessert? That sort of.
I don't think so, Kenny. I think they just ate supper and moved along.
Supper.
I knew as soon as I said it.
Mom, okay, what time's supper ready?
What's wrong with supper?
Well, it's very colloquial.
Yeah.
And if Joe went to that restaurant, he would have one thing on his mind, which would be what?
No,
you're only going there for one reason, to a restaurant.
To eat.
To eat,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He'd walk in there like Peter Sellers in that movie where he wore the acoustic guitar in front of him. Remember, what movie was that? One of the Pink Panther movies,
yeah,
maybe?
I think so.
Yeah.
From York County, Pennsylvania.
Inspector Clouseau in a nudist camp. It was awesome.
Southwestern Regional Police announced they've arrested a wanted fugitive out of Baltimore in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Police say 21-year-old Anthony Ward was apprehended on the 400 block of North Pine Avenue. He was wanted for attempted first-degree murder for his involvement in a road rage-style shooting. I use this story because of Mr. Ward's street name. Authorities say he's known as Anthony Doo-doo Butt Ward on the street.
Really?
Did his kid make that up?
Doo-doo Butt. Yeah. Southwest Police Department, along with officers from Baltimore City.
How do you? Maybe he's overcompensating then, because it's pretty hard to portray yourself as a badass when your street name is Doo-doo Butt.
I don't hear that.
Did my 4-year-old give him that name?
Here comes old Stinky Pants.
You guys aware of that horrible story in Houston over the weekend?
Which one?
The 7-year-old shot. And immediately it was charges and cries of racism, and the perpetrator was white. Yeah. And this was obviously had racial overtones, only to discover that it was a gangbanger who shot mistakenly into the wrong car.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good Lord in heaven.
Yeah.
Johnny, you know, 2019, baby. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Way to bring us down.
Well, it calmed you all down, and now John can continue.
Really, build us back up, Johnny.
Okay. Authorities have arrested a woman they say bit a jogger who pepper sprayed her dog at a San Francisco Bay Area.
Atta girl. Show his boss.
Coming up to get into the lick your hand.
See, that's a story, because that's not man bites dog. No, I'm sorry.
It's
dog bites.
It's dog bites man.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
So it shouldn't be a story.
Never mind.
No,
it's man bites man.
Yeah. Woman bites jogger.
That's right. Dog didn't bite anybody. Don't bother the dog.
Dog was licking itself.
19-year-old.
Let me know when you're done. I got a thing here.
19-year-old Alma Cadwalader of Oakland was arrested by police with the East Bay Regional Park District. Authorities say Cadwalader, her dog, tried to attack the jogger on a trail in Anthony Shabbat Regional Park in Castro Valley. The jogger then used pepper spray to fend off the dog.
What's wrong with that?
Well, police say Cadwalader then confronted the jogger, tackling her and punching her.
Mm. Wow.
When the jogger tried to push her away, police said Cadwalader bit the woman's forearm, leaving what they called significant wounds.
This is female on female?
That's correct.
I see.
She was booked on suspicion of
battery. But they're calling it a dog fight. Interesting. Yeah.
She was booked on suspicion of battery with serious bodily injury, false imprisonment with violence, and robbery for allegedly taking the jogger's pepper spray. In Florida, patron arrested after causing a disturbance at Florida Cafe. He was apparently angry. Now, I didn't know this was bad. He got a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, mm-hmm. but it was on a sesame seed bun.
Oh, yeah, no, that's wrong.
That's not supposed to be allowed, apparently.
It's just supposed to be a sub bun?
Yep.
Without seeds.
27-year-old Joseph Lagana was collared at a Gun Highway flea market in Odessa, Tampa suburb. As detailed in the complaint, Lagana began a verbal altercation with the cashier after getting a sesame seed bun on a Philly cheesesteak. Lagana ordered the cheesesteak from Missy May's Cafe inside the flea market. Now, the classic Philly cheesesteak comes on a smooth, seed-free hoagie roll.
Right.
Cops say that after Lagana, a Southern California native, argued with the cashier, he engaged in an altercation with a male who did not wish to press charges for battery. When sheriff's deputies questioned Lagana, he was being loud and argumentative to multiple patrons at the flea market, according to police. He appeared heavily intoxicated.
Oh, boy.
Evidenced by slurred speech and loss of motor skills, according to the report.
Was he strapped, John? Was he carrying?
No.
Okay, good.
How could we do a podcast in 2019 that ignores the news? I'm being serious. That we just don't look at the world anymore. We just relate the news of Garage Logic, maybe.
So you want to do?
Oh, you
what's
wanna,
your New Year's resolution?
You want to live in my world?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well,
the news is basically the weird things that people do or have happened to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ted Koppel said the Queen goes across the channel and makes it. It's not news. If she goes down, that makes the news.
So you're proposing ignore all politics?
Well, it's tempting, isn't it?
Well, it's worked for me.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to work. It's too much fun.
There's no way.
It's too much fun to.
I mean, maybe the four of us could do it, but there's no way you could do it.
No, because the whole show is built on the premise that we are offering the Garage Logic view of this strange culture we now live in.
Yeah.
And but the temptation is to, I mean, John, you could have picked five stories today like that one. How about the woman who threatened to kill her parents because they wouldn't take her to Outback?
Yep.
Yeah.
See that one?
Yep. Who hasn't done that?
Yeah.
You know?
She wanted an onion blossom?
I have no idea. Mm. It's the Samer theory.
But that's okay, but bringing those stories to the podcast and putting our twist on it is showing people losing their relationship with nature, the social contract, all that kind of stuff.
Well,
it's proven your point.
Got a doozy of the failed academy coming up today. It's just beyond the pale.
All right.
It's beyond the pale.
Let's do it. Why don't we save some for later, okay?
Already we're done?
Already.
All right.
We've done. We're overtime.
All right.
They got their money's worth.
All right.
At GarageLogic.com, where you can also see the latest Greg Holcomb creations. Pretty darn good one to start off 2019. Don't forget to rate us on Apple iTunes, GarageLogic.com. Tell your friends and neighbors.